This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Both Colorado Senate candidates are coming out against a proposed nationwide ban on abortions after 15 weeks. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democrat Michael Bennett says the ban introduced by South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is outrageous and would defy the will of Colorado voters. Bennett says he'll defend abortion access in the U.S. Senate and fight back against far-right attempts to let the government interfere in private medical decisions. Republican Joe O'Dea also says he doesn't support the measure and described it as reckless and tone-deaf. But he's also taken issue with Democrats' refusal to consider any compromise on late-term abortion, parental notification, or protections for religious hospitals. Graham's bill isn't expected to advance in the Democratic-controlled Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Nevada police officer killed in the line of duty will be honored with a public funeral service later this week. Officer Dylan Vakoff was fatally shot Sunday while intervening in a domestic dispute. The suspect was injured in a standoff with police along with one other woman. Both are expected to live. Vakoff's memorial will be held Friday morning at the Flatirons Community Church in Lafayette. Denver City Council approved $2 million for a basic income project during its meeting last night. The money will go to 140 women, transgender people, and gender nonconforming people experiencing homelessness. The number of women using the city's shelter system tripled during the pandemic. In Denver, it's warm and partly cloudy today. In Grand Junction, a chance of thunderstorms through this afternoon and tonight. This is CPR News.